Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. The five largest European economies have agreed to work together to combat tax evasion and have urged other members of the G20 to follow their example. Britain, Germany, France, Italy and Spain will share information about the secret owners of companies and trusts and have proposed creating a blacklist of havens like Panama that do not share corporate registry data. Speaking on the sidelines of an IMF meeting in Washington, the German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble said all countries should work together to thwart tax evasion.
We need to ensure that all relevant countries and jurisdictions implement the new standard for the automatic exchange of financial account information. In the future, nobody should be able to hide his activities behind complex legal structures, and with tax evasion, this requires a global response.
Microsoft is suing the US government over a law that allows officials to search emails and files kept on the internet cloud without an owner's knowledge. Microsoft says the legislation violates constitutional rights of free speech and protection from unreasonable government searches. The Department of Justice said it was reviewing Microsoft's submission. Dave Lee reports.
In the past 18 months, Microsoft said it received 5,624 requests to give access to private information on its users. In just under half of those cases, the courts have demanded absolute secrecy. Microsoft argues that this goes against the country's Fourth Amendment, which states individuals should be made aware if the government searches or seizes their property. The requests were made using the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, a 30-year-old law that several tech firms feel is outdated and being abused.
The charities regulator in Britain has expressed serious concerns about a foundation set up by the former Ivory Coast footballer Didier Drogba. The regulator told the foundation that further investigation was needed into the oversight provided by trustees abroad and the accumulation of unspent money. Drogba, who played for Chelsea, has denied allegations by the Daily Mail newspaper that less than 1% of the $2.4 million the foundation had raised in Britain had gone to help vulnerable people in Ivory Coast. He told the BBC he would take legal action against the paper. Rescue operations have continued throughout the night after a powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck the southern Japanese island of Kyushu. 9 people have been killed and hundreds have been treated in hospital. From Tokyo, Rupert Wingfield Hayes.
The quake struck at around 9:30 this evening, when most people were at home. Fortunately, this time there has been no tsunami, and damage appears to be limited. At least 10 houses are reported to have collapsed, and a number of people are trapped.
World News from the BBC. The American Secretary of State John Kerry says the US Navy would have been within its rights to shoot down Russian aircraft which flew close to an American warship in the Baltic Sea. The commander of the USS Donald Cook said two Russian jets came within meters of his vessel in what he described as a simulated attack on Monday. A judge in the US state of Connecticut has ruled that a court case against the manufacturer of the weapon used in the Sandy Hook school shootings can go ahead. 20 schoolchildren and 6 teachers were killed when Adam Lanza opened fire in 2012 with a rifle bought by his mother. Laura Bicker reports from Washington.
This is a small legal victory for the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. Their lawyers argued that the semi-automatic rifle used in the school shooting was a military weapon and should not have been sold to civilians. The gun manufacturers named in the case asked for it to be dismissed on the grounds that federal law protects them from criminal use of their products. But the Superior Court judge said that that should be argued later in the legal process. The families will now continue the fight in court.
Mexico's Human Rights Commission says that for the first time it's found evidence that national police were involved in the disappearance of 43 trainee teachers in the state of Guerrero 2 years ago. The Mexican Human Rights Ombudsman said a new witness had overheard 2 federal officers questioning local police as they were taking the students from their bus. They allowed the abduction to continue. The Parliament of the Czech Republic is to vote on a recommendation to shorten the country's day-to-day name to Czechia. The country's president, Miloš Zeman, is one of a number of leaders who say the present name is too cumbersome. They believe Czechia would be more practical and flexible and will make it easier to promote the country in sports events and marketing. BBC News.